In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The text just read by David Niemann provided direction for the message this morning. Our text provides opportunities to consider significant insights for our lives as Christians. We too, like the Thessalonian Christians, have been loved by the Lord. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from our sins. The Holy Spirit, through the sanctifying word and the sacrament of holy baptism, has brought us to faith and life in Jesus as our Savior. The Holy Spirit has given us the gift of eternal life through holy baptism. We have the promise of Christ's return and the resurrection of the body. We have no guarantee as to how long we will live here on earth. In my own recent experience, my faithful and loving wife lived to be 87 years old, and my older son lived 2 months shy of 66 years. We wonder what happens to those who die before Christ's return. We see their bodies laid in a grave. Luther's explanation in the Small Catechism reminds us that the benefits of holy baptism are the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. While on the cross, Jesus, both true God and true man, promised the dying thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." When Jesus was ministering to Martha after the death of Lazarus, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" We need to remember that we live in a world of time and space. God is eternal. While we live on in physical bodies, we need to consider the counsel that we remember daily that the Holy Spirit has given us the gift of everlasting life. We do well to reflect on passages of Scripture intended for our comfort and consolation. For example, people of the older generation consider Psalm 23 as one of their favorite psalms. The psalmist confesses, "The Lord is my shepherd." In the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus is recorded as saying, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life." In the last verse of Psalm 23, the psalmist writes, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms, spaces, places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." At the end of verse 16 of our text, the words en charite appear, "by or through grace." The section reads, "Jesus Christ himself and God our Father gives us or gave us eternal life and good hope through or by grace." These words, "by grace," take us back to the beginning of the fall quarter in the school year. In his sermon, Dr. Meyer introduced the theme which has appeared on most worship printouts and also on today's, "by grace alone, grace in his Son." Blessings through Jesus Christ, incarnate, crucified, risen, ascended, returning, merciful, and gracious. In his holy name, amen.